Last episode, I discussed the Hebrew idiom of the dead burying their own dead. This is one of over 1,000 Hebrew idioms found throughout Scripture. Continuing, our next idiom is understanding the term hate. When we look at a scripture such as Romans chapter 9 and verse 13, which quotes Malachi chapter 1 and verses 2 and 3, this accords with where it is written, "Yaakov I loved, but Esau I hated." When we see the word hate used, we are conditioned to focus on the actual meaning of the word as used in our cultural context today. To hate means to feel intense and passionate dislike, to loathe or detest. The implication is one of disdain for another person. So when Yeshua makes such a statement as found in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, "If anyone comes to me and doesn't hate his father, his mother, his wife, his children, his brothers, and his sister, yes, and even his own life besides, he cannot be my Talmid." How are we to take this? On the surface, when the verse is taken literally and applying the definition of the word hate, we are to dislike, to loathe, and to detest our family. Such a view is in direct contrast to Torah when we are told to honor our father and mother. So is Yeshua speaking against Torah? As Shaul would say, heaven forbid. In the examples that I have provided from Malachi 1, Romans 9, and Luke 14, "For Yaakov I love, but Esau I hate," when putting this phrase through Jewish thought and understanding, a better translation would be, "For Yaakov I love, but Esau I love less." When we look at this idiom through the perspective it is written, makes other scriptures easier to understand. So with cultural context applied, Luke chapter 14 and verse 26 means, "If anyone comes to me and doesn't love their father, mother, wife, children, brother, or sister, not to mention their own lives less than me, they will not be my Talmidim." When we look at Adonai's order of his commandments, we are to love him first and foremost. Commandments 1 through 4. Then we honor our mother and father, the fifth commandment. It is all about who we place first in our lives. So when we understand the idiom, scripture is so much easier to understand and therefore apply to our lives. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom, thank you for listening.